92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. Another episode of Ask the Acupuncturist with Dr. Tasha from Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. We're going to continue to talk about fibromyalgia.
Yeah, thanks for having me back today.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, mine has gotten a little bit, it's not as bad as it was. There was a period in my life where it was really bad, and I could never figure out why. I always felt like my legs were so heavy.
Yes.
Like they weighed 500 pounds, and I would lose weight and work out and do all this stuff. And why do I have this widespread pain? So first, let's talk about, what is fibromyalgia?
Yeah, so, it's estimated 5 to 10 million people are diagnosed with fibro, and that's diagnosed. There are, many, many more who are undiagnosed. But really what it is, it's that horrible widespread body pain. You wake up, you don't know what's going to hurt that day. You don't have the energy to get out of bed. You can't take care of the people that you love. You can't take care of yourself. You can't think straight. You're depressed, stressed out. It affects everyone differently, but those are like the big players that we see with fibro.
And there's trigger points with fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
How did they figure that out?
You know,
there are trigger points that you can just touch, and if a person goes, ow!
Yep.
And you have them all over your body, these trigger points.
It's very hypersensitive reaction. Your nervous system and your body is so inflamed that just touching someone can be painful. I've had patients say, I can't even put a blanket on my body. It's so painful.
I have heard of that, too. Yeah. And I thought at one point I might have had MS, and they tested me for that. But no, it was fibromyalgia. And I went on some medications, and that didn't work out very well. I didn't want to do that. Who wants to take more medicine? I didn't want to take more medicine, and it didn't really do anything. So the question is, what can Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness do to help somebody with fibromyalgia?
Well, the first thing that I'm going to tell you is that we have a very welcoming, kind office.
Yeah.
Every single
I've
one
heard
of
that.
My staff is hand-picked and trained really well to be kind and compassionate, which is really important for fibro patients. They aren't always treated that way.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of times they're treated as if it's all in their head.
Right.
And what that does to a person mentally when they don't feel well, there's so many layers of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
And oftentimes by the time someone comes to see me, it's their last ditch effort and they are struggling and they feel like they've never been heard.
Mm-hmm.
But the amazing thing is we have a 95% success rate treating fibromyalgia and giving people their life back. So not only do we do acupuncture, but we have a couple of other cutting edge therapies that we use along with it to integrate that medicine, right? Because we do integrative medicine that have given us that success rate.
Yeah.
So we're cutting down that pain. We're reducing that chronic inflammation, that pain, that hypersensitivity when something touches you. And then we're giving you the person that you are back, right? So you can think clearly, you have the energy, you get the light back in your eyes.
And then you sleep better.
And it's a whole cascading effect where
everything
starts working like it should be. And that's what we believe is that your body knows what to do. We just have to remind it.
Isn't that interesting that some people have fibromyalgia, some don't? I don't believe it's passed on.
There can be a genetic component
to it. You're kidding me. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'm telling you, I would not wish this on anyone. I mean, my symptoms, they're not as bad as they used to be, but I will say the weather will play a role sometimes too,
Yeah, I see a weather effect across the board with all of my patients.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
I would imagine your office is pretty busy this time of year. And all the time, you know? I mean, people are in pain all the time, I think that a welcoming office, especially when you're dealing with fibromyalgia, a welcoming office means everything, because you can walk in with a smile on your face and you look good. You don't look sick. Fibro patients don't always look sick.
No, they don't. You're correct.
No, I'm not. I'm on the radio every day. I don't come in here and go, you know what? My body really hurts today. I can't do. I have to fake it till I make
you
it.
You do.
Which we all do that.
Yep.
But sometimes I think fibro patients just want someone to say, "I hear you."
Yep. And that's what we do. And to couple with that, we offer hope. So not only do we hear you, we care, and we're offering hope. So if you're living with a chronic condition such as fibro or anything else that feels hopeless, give us a call. 616-604-0219. We offer a complimentary consultation. Come in. We'll talk about it. We'll see what we can do for you and get you back to living the life you want to.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Tasha, for being here.
You're welcome.
Can go to allacu.com. That's Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. It's been another episode of Ask the Acupuncturist with Dr. Tasha on 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.